super sad when he lost Wilson, which usually it's just when anything bad happens to an animal that I have to fight back the tears. You know, any dog, anything happens to the dog, I get a little weepy. But when he lost Wilson, I got really sad. You see these people on this show who are out there in the woods, and they haven't talked to anybody in like 2 or 3 weeks. They start getting a little weird. They start getting a little out there. They like start singing crazy songs to themselves and wander around the woods. And you realize, like, we are all used to a very structured and communal and comfortable society. You leave people out in 30-degree weather and they're hungry for a few weeks, and things start getting pretty weird out there. Anyway, I'd recommend that one. That's a fun show. Alone. And tomorrow we're going to have a whole lot of news to talk about with you, as always, and so much that we'll be going through here. We miss our buddy Clay. He sends his regards. He's in contact with me every day. He's on vacation with the wife, the kids, having a great time. I keep reminding him to post some photos from his vacation. He says the missus is better at the photos, so I'll text Mrs. Travis, say, hey, we want some Clay photos from up there in the peninsula. Back with you all tomorrow, though. This is Buck, over and out.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants to give back to his loyal customers. The latest offer? Well, the biggest bed sheet sale ever. This sale is on the MyPillow Percal sheets that are available in a variety of colors and sizes. The queen size regular price, $89.98, now only $39.98 with our promo code Clay and Buck. Very limited supply, so order now, because when they're gone, they're gone.
The MyPillow Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, perfect for summer nights. They also have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Supplies limited, so go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Clay and Buck.
There are other deep discounts on all MyPillow products, or call 800-792-3269 and use promo code Clay and Buck. That's 800-792-3269.
Hi, Larry Elder here. I never really thought much about how aches and pains can reduce a person's quality of life until pain started keeping me from living my best life. Just a few years ago, using the stairs was difficult because of the back pain. Then I found Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free solution for aches and pains. Within a week, I was on my way back to being pain-free. Now I have my life back. I take Relief Factor every single day. Relief Factor can help your body fight the inflammation that causes joint and muscle pain and the other aches and pains that come with everyday life. Treat yourself to feeling better. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor. Join me and more than 500,000 others. Get started today with your 3-week quick start for only $19.95. About 70% go on to order more because it worked for them. Go to ReliefFactor.com to order now. That's ReliefFactor.com. Feel the difference with Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
Wasteful, reckless Washington, D.C. spending is killing us with inflation and sky-high prices on groceries and gas. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be squandered on a fancy luxury resort in Florida, a New Jersey soccer stadium, a ski area in Iowa. Now Senator Cortez Masto supports a liberal plan to spend trillions more, crushing us with even higher inflation. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to start voting against reckless spending. Oppose the Senate liberals' wasteful reconciliation package and stop this out-of-control Washington spending that leads to more inflation and higher costs. Nevada families today need cheaper gas and food, not frivolous luxuries in other states. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Eastern Kentucky, where more than two dozen people are confirmed dead from last week's flooding and many remain missing, is getting more bad weather.
Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour are possible. Governor Andy Beshear.
Next couple days are going to be hard. We've got rain and maybe even a lot of rain that's going to hit the same areas. Please pray for the people in these areas.
Meanwhile, the recovery continues, as do the rescues. The National Guard using helicopters and boats to rescue stranded people. General Daniel Hokanson.
But our air crews have done amazing work to get in there. In fact, they rescued over 400 people by helicopter.
Besides so many destroyed homes, the floodwaters took out roads and bridges. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, while there has still been no official announcement, local media in Taiwan reporting that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will arrive Tuesday night, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit in more than 25 years. Taiwan's three largest national newspapers citing unidentified sources as saying she would arrive in Taipei after visiting Malaysia and spend the night. On her Asian tour now, Pelosi currently in Singapore. President Biden is back in isolation. That's after getting a rebound case of COVID-19.
As he did after his first COVID diagnosis, the president is isolating in the executive residence at the White House. He tested positive on Saturday and again on Sunday. In a letter, Dr. Kevin O'Connor said the president continues to feel well and will continue his strict isolation. According to CDC guidelines, Mr. Biden must isolate for at least 5 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the Dow is ahead 8 points, but the NASDAQ is down 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-859-6688. That's 800-859-6688.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at salemnow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Monsoonal moisture over the past 5 days, a bit inconvenient, but it came with one plus anyway. Lake Mead officials say the lake has risen by 3 inches. Every little bit counts, I guess, since the lake is only 27% capacity right now. Entities that get water from the lake have until August 15th to agree on the water use reductions. Between 2 and 4 million acre feet are in discussions. The city of Las Vegas could be settling its lawsuits involving the Badlands Golf Course. The proposed settlement, to be considered at Wednesday's city council meeting, would pay the developer $64 million, resolving 4 active lawsuits and releasing the city from any liability. An attorney representing 180 Land Company, the developer which bought the 250-acre golf course in 2015 in hopes of building homes there, said the potential settlement is welcome news. And with higher home mortgage rates slowing the market, home builder sales are beginning to fall in Las Vegas. Home Builders Research reports only 713 new homes were sold in June. That is down 24% from a year ago.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. Volumes are heavy on the 15 right now. Southbound at Sahara, northbound at Spring Mountain. Do watch for the closure of those HOV lanes on Interstate 15. That's both directions between Warm Springs and Tropicana.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, first day of August. Hard to believe it. And of course, the kids go back to school on the 8th. So we're there. We are just about to the end of summer. Hard to believe we are just to August. And all of a sudden, you know, we've got pro football firing up. The Raiders and the Hall of Fame game. We have all kinds of stuff going on, but it's gonna get hairy for a while because summer's gone. I can't believe it. Joining us as he does every Monday, I'm always so happy to have him. My friend Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. He joins us. Victor, did you dodge the rain over the weekend? That was pretty cool.
It was neat. I mean, it was. I think it was Friday night. It was just the lightning was going crazy, and we were seeing flashes from our front windows, our back windows, and obviously the rain was pretty intense. So
I
dried out and ready for the week.
I had a great weekend. I went to see James Taylor at T-Mobile on Saturday night, and I tell you, the guy has not aged a day. I mean, it's like flashing back to 40 or 50 years ago and listening to this great music. Really good stuff.
That's awesome.
No, that was good. Hey, I got to ask you. I've been dying to want to ask you about this, and that is this story that we're running. It was in the RJ this morning, and we've been running it all day. $64 million for the Badlands settlement. Am I right? That's going to be taxpayer dollars. It's going to change hands.
That sure is. Yeah, that's what happens when, you know, city officials and not really the current ones, but previous ones deny someone their property rights. Taxpayers get stuck with the bill. And to be honest, I think the city of Las Vegas is getting off light. I mean, I would take that deal and run to the hills.
Give me the backstory on this, because a lot of people that have not been a part of this story didn't get in the beginning. They're just now getting into it and finding it's going to cost them $64 million. Can you talk a little bit about how this whole thing came to be?
Yeah, this developer bought this old golf course, and the golf course had been zoned for residential properties, and he wanted to develop it. And the golf course happened to be right by this fancy development, Queens Ridge, which had some you know, kind of high profile people in the community, or at least people who thought they were important. And they basically successfully pressured the city council to deny this guy his property rights. And even though, you know, the property was zoned for residential, the city denied it. And so he sued. And, you know, basically what the settlement looks like is $64 million. And I think about $15 million of that is in building some sort of drainage for the property. And then he's going to be able to develop the property. So, I mean, if they had insisted and just kept it going, I mean, you could have been looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. So, you know, this is, I think, basically the best case scenario for the city after all that happened. I mean, the best case scenario would have been, you know, several years ago to say, okay, yes, you have property rights. You get to develop the property as you want. But, you know, obviously that we're long past that.
Will anybody ever be held accountable? I mean, public officials, elected officials, things like that. I mean, will anybody end up taking the rap for this thing?
Well, no. The bottom line, I mean, it'd be nice to say that, you know, these city council people who voted for this, even though it was so obvious, you know, maybe they have some sort of personal financial liability in it, but that's not going to happen. You know, the main guy who was behind it, I can't remember his name, he resigned from the council a few years ago, and Victoria Seaman, who's just been doing a great job on the council, has been pushing for a resolution. She came in and replaced the former councilman. So it's just one of those things, you know, where basically the government messes something up, just a few people in government. You know, you got these, you know, private citizens who have quite a bit of influence, and then everyone else gets stuck with the bill.
How do we make sure this doesn't happen again? I mean, we can't go through $64 million every few years. I mean, how do we make sure? What is the life lesson here?
Well, you got to elect good people. I mean, that's the biggest life lesson. I mean, and, you know, there are some good people on the city council. I mentioned Victoria Seaman. You know, I think Mayor Goodman's done a pretty good job, and Bob Beers is running for a different seat. You know, he was several years ago, he was a champion for Badlands and basically for recognizing the property rights that they had. So getting him on the council would be a good thing. But, you know, this is just one of those things where, you know, you vote, the citizens vote the wrong people in, they make bad decisions, and then people pay.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I guess my question is, you know, we don't want this to happen again, but there's always been that battle between developers and folks who don't like development. Where is the happy balance here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the balance, but the obvious is that if, you know, something's been zoned for a certain type of development, you got to let the development go through. And I think, you know, I think the thing that would really help is freeing up more land for development around the valley. You know, they say, oh, we've got about a 10-year supply of developable land in the Las Vegas Valley area. And, you know, as land gets scarcer and scarcer, it drives up prices. And so, you know, one of the factors in the rise in home prices, and there's been a lot of factors, obviously, is the fact that land is getting scarcer and scarcer. And so it's getting more and more expensive. And so, you know, the right balance between, you know, development and not in my backyard is letting people go and build where there's no backyard for anybody. I mean, we're surrounded by empty land. Let's put it to some sort of productive use.
So what happens now, $64 million later? What does that buy the city?
Well, a release from legal liability. So basically, the developer is saying, you know, I'm not going to sue you anymore. You know, I'm not going to – these claims that I have. Basically, he's got all these different – I think it's four different lawsuits going, and he's won one and got a basically kind of another victory in another one, and he's saying, I'll put these aside – and, you know, just agreed that you let me develop the land and give me the $64 million. And, you know, he won't sue them anymore, basically, for how they took away his property rights.
And the housing will go up and that's it. I mean, so in other words, my point is the city gets nothing for this $64 million other than they don't get sued for $160 million.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. I mean, it's not, the city doesn't gain anything. They just, you know, they had this huge, significant legal liability there, and they get to take that off their balance sheet, which is, I mean, just that's a big victory. I mean, I don't think anyone should, you know, obviously what should have happened is this never should have happened, but since we're here, this is the best case scenario, in my opinion, for city taxpayers.
And going forward, does it teach us how our elected officials should not be kicking this can down the road for years? I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to the votes, right? I mean, they, several years ago, they were close to giving them approval, and then Bob Beers lost his seat on the city council, and, the votes changed. So, you know, that's kind of the challenge, is that, you know, you got to get the four votes, and if you've got four votes, you can do whatever you want until the courts step in, and then the new people have to confront reality.
Wow. More coming up with Victor Jakes. We're going to talk about bad poll numbers and another positive COVID test for the president. This has not been a very good week for him. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NML. S64367.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. More lawyer,
less fee. Some restrictions apply.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Victor Jakes on. Three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. What do you do during the summer when you go away or you take a week off? I mean, who you have anybody that fills in for you? What happens?
Well, they if you read the Review Journal, you'll see the there's kind of these national columnists that we plug in at various points, and some of them are actually a lot of them are really quite good. And so, that's what will take my spot in the paper.
Wow. It has not been a good week for the president, Joe Biden. He has tested positive, and he did it again today. His poll, the Gallup poll, to an all-time low. What is going on 100-plus days until the election, the general election, the midterms? What is going on with this president? And is he going to finish out the term?
I do think he's going to finish out the term, and I kind of go back and forth. I at least think he's planning to run again. I guess we'll see what happens going forward. But the COVID thing is obviously wish him the best and hope he recovers. And I think the good news is that everyone can see. How good of a job the pharmaceutical industry has done at reducing the threat of COVID, where, Biden's 79 and basically no one is worried about him recovering. It's just, how long is he going to be isolated? And, honestly, Joe Biden was the most popular when he was hanging out in his basement running for president. So I don't think he should be afraid of, staying out of the public's eye. It might help his approval numbers.
Well, but what does this say about this ongoing messaging that you got to get vaccinated, you got to get jabbed, and then you see a president that gets everything, and then he gets COVID, and then he keeps testing positive. What does that say? The messaging is horrible.
Well, I just think the messaging needs to be, obviously, the vaccine is not keeping people from getting the coronavirus. And I think people should, the public health establishment should be upfront about that. There was some thought at the very beginning that it was. That's obviously not been the case. But, Biden, if he had gotten this, 2 years ago, we would be really concerned about his long-term prospects. I mean, just in terms of surviving. And we don't have to worry about that right now. And I think you can say that, just because the vaccines don't keep you from getting COVID, the fact that they keep, this elderly man from, having to worry about severe illness, that's a win. That's a good thing. And so, I think folks should do their own research on, the vaccine and on boosters, but, people should also know that, the older you are, especially if you're in your 70s or 80s, I mean, COVID is still, more of a risk to people as they age. But I think in terms of, should the economy should be shut down, should societally, should we be worried about this? No, we shouldn't be.
Have your views of vaccination changed? And you're a family guy, and you've got a beautiful family. Has your view changed?
I think the one thing I would say is, you know, that data that came out at the very beginning where, you know, it can basically show, I'm trying to think how many months after the first vaccines, but it was, you know, very positive on even stopping transmission. And that obviously just hasn't held up. You know, there's been some decline. And so I just think, you know, you just have to gauge the risk factors. You know, if you're 80 years old, I mean, I would strongly encourage